And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Did you see this teenager from Ireland? So he worked for a couple of days for this company. They were supposed to pay him about $200, the equivalent of $200.
Okay.
Well, when they went to do the bank transfer to pay him, they put the decimal point in the wrong place and paid him
$20,000.
Oh, wow. $20,000. He said it was a gift from God, as far as I'm concerned. So in the next 3 weeks, he proceeded to blow $20,000 on drugs, gambling, a new bed, and a PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
$20,000.
How old's this kid again?
His 19th birthday. 2 days after his 19th birthday. Wow.
Drugs and...
It says drugs, socializing with friends, gambling, a new bed, and a PlayStation.
All the necessities in life.
Yes.
He assumed it had been a banking error. And later figured out it came from his former boss. They figured it out. He's now going to jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He got sentenced to 4 years in prison with the final 2 years suspended. But it made me think, have I ever been overpaid? I don't remember being overpaid. I remember finding random money, like in my own pocket and stuff, like stuff that you put away.
Yeah.
But I haven't ever been overpaid by a job.
No, certainly not.
Certainly not here.
Know that.
When
no.
I was about 17, I went through the line at the bank to put my check in. And I didn't pay attention immediately when I got my receipt back. Mm-hmm. But a couple blocks down the road, I take a look at it. And they had double credited my account.
Oh.
And I was like, yes! So I just went home. And by the time I made it home, they had called home and said, oh, we're sorry. We caught the error, but we fixed it. So you're all good. I'm like, no, I'm not all good.
No.
I can use that. Come on now.
I was already paying bills.
Come on, bank. Everybody's drawing that card Monopoly, right? Bank error in your favor?
Right.
Yeah, come on. I had double for like 10 minutes.
Would you spend it if you knew... I mean, I guess if you knew for sure you wouldn't get caught, of course you'd spend it, right?
Well, sure. Well, yeah, but right.
See, I worked at a bank, so I know I know that would, like Truda said, that would not happen.
How
like 5 minutes.
How often does that happen where there's a mistake made, whether it's on your end or somewhere from somebody
not
else?
Not that often, and when there is one, it's usually found out within 24 hours and fixed.
Especially a $20,000
yeah.
error.
Yeah, I could see that, right?
That, to me, that would not have went more than 2 minutes without getting changed.
Hmm.
I remember my grandpa used to always give us $2 bills, and so I would spend them because we got them so often that they weren't, it got to the point where they weren't that special, so you'd spend your $2 bills.
Yeah, sure.
And when people would grab them, you'd go to a fast food restaurant, they would just grab it, and they would think it was a 20, so they'd give you change back for a 20, and then you always had that moral dilemma, do I tell them they gave me the wrong change? Yes, because I'll feel terrible if
I
don't.
Yeah, you should do that, right?
No, it was a $2 bill, not a 20.
Right.
But they did that all the time. Always gave me change back as if I had handed them a 20.
Right.
Wow.
Well, you just go you go so fast.
Yep.
In those transactions, it's real quick. Okay, 576-7102. When's the time that you've been overpaid? And has anybody, I don't want to say gotten away with it, but did you get the bank error in your favor? And what happened?
Ever find some extra cash?
Did you pony up to it?
576-7102.
All right, we'll take your calls coming up here on the show. Before 8 o'clock, as Jen said, we're going to pay somebody's bills. That's like a set amount of money. We're going to make sure the decimal point's in the right place, right?
That's on you.
All right, full phone lines. Let's start here. Hey, the show. Good morning. Time that
good
you
morning.
Were overpaid.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Hi. It's not exactly overpaid, but it's kind of. Back in 85 during the World Series, I was a junior hostess at the Stadium Club. So when the people came for their dinner reservations, I was the girl with the menu that would take them to their table.
Okay.
And there was, during the World Series, they had a non-viewing area of tables set up in the back. So you couldn't actually see the field, but you could say that you were at the Stadium Club during the World Series.
Hmm.
And there was a used car salesman that had brought some dinner guests, and he was, trying to impress them. So he slipped me a $100 bill and said, why don't you see if you can get us something better? So I went back to the hostess desk and said, I don't even know what to do. I'm totally shocked that I have a $100 bill in my hand. And the the head hostess said, there is absolutely nothing we can do, and he knows that, so you should probably try to give it back to him. And so I went back to the table and was very apologetic and said, I'm sorry, sir, but there's absolutely nothing in the viewing area. And I tried to give it back. And he's like, oh, no, no, dear, you just keep it for college.
Oh,
and
whoa.
So I went home that night with a $100 bill.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe it because, you know, I knew he was only doing that to impress his guests.
Sure.
But and I tried to give it back, but he wouldn't take it. So
huh.
It was kind of nice.
Good for you. $100 yeah. tip. No work.
Yeah.
And talk about a cool job, by the way, and in a cool place during a great time.
Absolutely. You know, growing up in Kansas City is the best place to be.
You got it. Well, thank you yep. for the call. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh, sure.
All right. Here, hey, the show. Good morning. Were you overpaid?
My father once got a Vestro gift card, in which my grandfather thought was for $50. When my dad went to Vestro, ended up being for
$5,000.
So, of course, my father's birthday is in October. So for Christmas, he proceeded to buy everyone in the family a grill. About a month later, they called, and he had to ask for every single one of the grills back to return.
Oh, no. It was on accident?
I mean, obviously, he knew my grandfather didn't give him a $5,000 gift card, but hey, it was there, and it was a gift card, and the cashier kept swiping, so...
Wow.
See, I feel like they should just let
they
you
should honor
use that
it at
yeah.
that point.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it makes it worse, because it was in Springfield, Missouri, so it's like the granddaddy of all best pros, and of course
right.
in Springfield, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
So, of course, the owner would call my grandfather and be like, who just happens to be, you know, a circuit court judge at Green County. So it was just awful.
They just show up at the house on Christmas. We're going to need these grills back.
Exactly. And it was, I mean, I'm glad he gave it to just family because he had to ask for every single one of the grills back.
Oh, that's so awkward.
But why wouldn't they even give him a chance to pay for them,
right.
perhaps?
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea. Hmm. I guess if it was a new cashier or what, but... I mean, who would turn down a $5,000 gift card to that bro?
You're darn right.
Can you imagine the damage we could do with a $5,000 gift card?
My dad loves the candy
right?
and the t-shirts there. He'd go hog wild. Are you kidding me?
Why would he buy grills?
That's great. Thank you for the call.
Fantastic.
No problem. Have
Thanks.
A great morning.
Yep. You're like, Dad's got a new boat for about 2 weeks. That's
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You're very welcome. Playoffs roll on this weekend. Sans Chiefs.
Did you see this guy? He's from Florida, but he's a huge Cowboys fan, and he got a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl champions tattoo because he was so sure that they were going to win. 24-year-old Jordan Garnett got the tattoo for his favorite team in December. Of course, they ended up being eliminated Sunday by the Packers. He says he got death threats by angry fans who claimed he jinxed the team. He says, I need a bit to recollect. I will make a statement in the next couple of days. I really believed this was our year. I did reach out to Jordan to have a little chat with him this morning and see what he plans on doing with this tattoo.
Well, he could just leave it for the future.
That's what he's saying. He might add a couple extra numbers on there instead of the 51. He might make it a 52.
Oh, see, when you get so specific with a tattoo, that's when you run into trouble.
Always go for the good hidden tattoo.
Like, would you get somebody's name tattooed
no.
on your body?
No.
Because
no.
nothing's permanent, right?
Shaylee's got, what, the Fearless on her foot?
Uh-huh.
What else do you have?
I have a heart at the end of it.
Oh, okay. I've got the angel on the back. Truda is against tattoos.
No, I'm just against pain.
Yeah, that's what I was
so,
thinking.
Like,
it was just
can't
the
do it, right?
pain level.
Would you let us give you one?
No, what are you kidding me? How are you going to give me one? Like a prison tattoo with an ink pen and a... No, no.
Have you ever thought about it like to the point of like, well, if I were to get one, this is what it would be?
Nope.
Or it's never even gotten to
Not
that?
Not one time. Uh-uh. Not even interested in it. Not even remotely close.
Would you ever pierce your ear?
I have thought about that.
But you don't like pain.
I know, but
it
I always joke
hurt.
With Addie, like, oh, we should get our ears pierced together.
And get matching earrings?
Yeah, it'd be great.
This is weird.
Okay.
I thought, I don't know. To me, ears piercing would be funny. That's all I thought.
My brother-in-law showed up one time, lifted up his shirt across his entire back, his last name, giant letters that goes just spans across, a big arch across his back.
I'd look 5767102. Does anybody have a tattoo or a piercing or something that you have regretted? And why? Tell us the story. 5767102.
No regrets.
Regrets. I actually heard a story one time of a guy who had a belly button piercing.
Ew.
Now that I would not do.
I did do that, and then it came out. It forced its way out. It did not feel pleasant.
Ew.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
Hmm.
Cowboys fan.
Right.
Dallas Cowboys, Super Bowl champions.
To the phones we go. Hey, good morning to the show. Do you have a tattoo you regret?
Yes, completely. My lower back, they call it a tramp stamp.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have doggy style.
Oh, okay.
Not sure what that means, but.
At what age did you decide that was a good idea?
I was in college and I lost a bet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can I ask? I'm not sure I want to know the full bet, but what was the bet for?
Actually, I was in nursing school because I'm a nurse.
Okay.
And one of my fellow cohorts had bet me that they would score higher on our AP test.
Oh.
Ooh.
And I said, no way.
And you bet a tattoo?
Yeah, we bet a tattoo, yeah. And I lost because she scored 1% higher than me.
Oh. And I assume she got to pick what it would be?
Yes.
Are you still friends with her?
Absolutely, to this day, yes. We are great friends. And, you know, she works at one hospital, I work at another, and we're always calling each other and comparing stories. So,
that is awesome that you went through with it, because I would bail.
Oh,
I got to be
too.
Honest.
Yeah.
After I found out what it was, I would bail.
I couldn't
great.
Bail. You know, a bet's a bet, and I lost. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I'm stuck with it. Well, I could get it covered up, but honestly, tattoos hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm not down for that again.
Yeah, and I bet working in a hospital, you see all kinds of great tattoos.
Oh, yeah, lots and lots of fun ones.
Man.
Yeah.
You are hardcore. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't bet you anything.
No.
Well, I guess, like, for me, it's like when people see it, because, you know, I have kids, and my kids are like, Mom, when they were little, they were like, Mom, what does that mean? And I'm like, don't worry about it. You know, and now that my kids are older, they're just like, Mom, seriously.
It's the name of the grooming salon we take our dog.
Exactly.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or just watch an episode of the OA. I'm telling you.
Dog styled.
That's
yeah, that's the tattoo that I regret. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you have more than one?
Actually, yeah, I do. I got, you know, as a younger adult, I got one on the back of my neck, but it's very small. It's a Chinese symbol for mother. And I did that when I started having children.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, other than that, yeah, that's about it. Tattoos are pretty painful. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Well, I think that's what you said. I'm like, wait, you had more? You went back?
Yeah, I got one more. It's a small little Chinese symbol on the back of my neck.
That's
yeah.
cool.
I do remember just squeezing my hands, going, oh, yeah, this does not feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Just
no,
squeezing
it doesn't really feel good.
My hands.
So.
Was your
no,
friend,
after that, I just, yeah.
Was she present when you got the tattoo? Was she like,
she
you,
was.
Know, you don't have
yeah,
to do
she
this?
Was there. No. She was there all the way. She was like, no, she did never once said, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to do this.
I love that she never backed down. She actually went there and watched you do it. That's great.
Yes,
Jen, you want to make a bet?
Sure.
We both just said we would bail, so there's no reason to do
that.
That's
probably true.
Yeah,
don't
right.
ever bet a tattoo and allow the winning person to pick what's going to be there. You never know what you're going to end up with.
Please remind me that over the life of this show, okay? Because we've bet a lot of stupid things here.
At some point, Truda's going to have a Mizzou tiger on him.
No.
Oh. Oh, that's a big one. That's really painful.
Painful in so many ways for him. Across his forehead.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
And you're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, The Show, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I don't have any tattoos, but I would chip in and help pay for a Mizzou tattoo on you.
We're not taking GoFundMes here.
You know what? Yes, we are.
No,
no. I bet we can get this done for under $200.
I bet we could.
I bet we could find someone to do it for free.
That I bet we could.
Open
we
can do to it. Discussion.
And we could do it on air.
I'll
we'll Facebook Live
back.
It.
No.
No, it's the good could even be the K-State Wildcats. The bad could even be the Mizzou Tigers, and the ugly is the Jayhawks.
Oh. Now, what if we could get people to do a GoFundMe and it all went to charity, Truda? Like, what if this all went to Great Plains SPCA?
Fine. Give it to charity. That's fine.
No, no, no. You have to get the tattoo.
No, well, then they're going to lose that. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't do it. What if you could do it for $10,000 to Great Plains SPCA? You wouldn't get a tattoo?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't. A heartbeat. $10,000 to charity?
Well, then you do it.
Oh, no, but yes. she already has one. You don't.
I'm not permanently marking my body.
He's freaking out. You should see his body movements right now. He's legitimately freaking out.
I would not do this.
I love the idea.
That's awesome.
I'm nervous.
We're going to foster this in a promotions meeting.
No, we're not. This
yes,
is
we
not
are.
Happening. I'm drawing. I will quit. What? You just dropped the bomb and now you're gone? Okay, well, she's out.
First of all, let me translate for Shaylee. I said legitimately. That's the long version of legit. Just to translate to the millennial.
That's still a long time.
I love this idea.
No, I
legit.
Don't.
Legit.
I'll quit.
How much would it take
I'll just
100%
leave.
Of the money raised went to charity for you to get a Mizzou Tiger tattoo?
I'm not doing that.
$100,000?
Permanent.
$100,000.
No.
You can put it in a spot. No one's going to see it.
You
can pick where.
You can pick
We'll
the
make
spot.
It little. We're not. We'll be nice.
I can't do it.
$500,000. You wouldn't get a tattoo if we raised.
That'd be stupid here.
If we raised $500,000 for you to get a tattoo, and the money went to charity, you wouldn't do it.
That's just a dumb amount of money.
Yes, it is.
But if you think that the two most competitive people in the building won't make it happen,
we could have that.
No,
done.
That's the problem. I know you will.
You can pick where
I am
at.
Not on board with this at all.
What would get you on board?
Nothing.
Because I got to be honest, I'd do it for like $5 and some Taco Bell.
That is
tattoo?
Not paleo.
Yes.
That is not paleo.
I know.
I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't sacrifice my body.
You're
like
actually
that.
Sweating right now. Are you okay?
I know. No, I'm not okay. I'm squirming.
Hey,
this
honey,
is weird.
There's nobody here with a needle.
No.
That's okay. Nobody's
no,
here
no.
right now that's going to tattoo.
I'm afraid
Face
someone's going to come
Friday.
In and poke me.
I feel like we need to have a...
That actually is cheaper.
I mean, I kind of wish.
We can do it on the next Face Your Fears Friday.
No. Oh, no. That's awful.
Oh, is it kind of like when you brought a clown in and I was crying in the corner?
I think what we've learned here is that Brian Truda doesn't care about dogs. He hates dogs.
Oh,
he
yes,
hopes
right.
that he hopes that they're all dying. He doesn't want to save them.
That's what I've learned from this. He doesn't want to save
I've
animals.
I've never, ever seen him squirm so much
He's
before.
Freaking out.
This is bad. This is bad. I thought we were done with this in October. We're
so going to have a promotions meeting about this and make it happen.
We
we're
going
to tie in a charity.
No, I'm going to leave.
We'll
I'm
get
gonna...
it sponsored.
We're setting up a GoFundMe where all the money will go to charity and you will get a Mizzou Tiger.
Eyes twitching. I'm getting nervous. This is not, it's not funny. It's not, what are you looking at?
You know what? You're right. Let's just drop it. Shaylee. Just
we'll
drop
later.
It.
No, see, I know what happens when you guys give the silent treatment. It means you're just going to plan something later, and you've got it in your head, and you're like, oh, we're just going to bust this out later on down the road.
No, I don't have a special
That's
guest
never...
already booked for next Wednesday. It's fine.
That's
Everything's
never
cool.
happened. Wait, what?
I don't already have a tattoo guy on the way in.
What do you mean?
You just calm down. Everything's fine. We do have Lumineers tickets. We're,
I will jump
on.
Out that window.
Oh,
I will just,
on.
I'll be gone. I will
That's
going
to go to nowhere, though.
I will be, that's fine.
The
I don't
tattoo's going to look terrible if he has to chase you out a window.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda. Jovis, Jovis.
You can decipher this. You'll be there, you'll be there. Mm-hmm. I almost like this version better. Jovis, 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 I'm Didn't know Beyonce was multilingual, did you?
It's time for the accent game.
Yay!
The actual game is called Utter Nonsense. It's maybe the greatest thing to come out in 20 years.
It was my Christmas present.
From Shaylee, which was fantastic. Bought as a joke because you have a terrible Cyndi Lauper.
Yep.
I mean a fantastic Cyndi Lauper accent.
No, let's call it for what it is. It's a pretty terrible Cyndi Lauper accent.
Chin, how are you? So good to talk to you. My son, he sits in the back of my car and he sings AC/DC songs.
I think that's pretty close, actually.
So we got this game, and it's got one stack of cards that has different accents on it. And we've had everything from a whisper to Canadian accents.
Mm-hmm.
And are some of these people? We haven't drawn a person one yet, but are there some that are actually people?
Because like think so.
Yesterday, Trude guessed Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, there's no, there's not,
not an actual.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right, I thought you were doing the Arnold.
But the Whisper, you do have to kind of think outside of the box a little bit, outside the old box. And then we also have to pick a card that has a phrase that we have to read. So we're given a specific thing to read in that accent.
Okay, so who's going to begin today?
I can go first.
Which player? Jen is. All right, let's say hello to Tamara. Tamara's calling from Olathe. Good morning, Tamara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
All right, so Jen's up first, and you have to guess what her accent is.
All right. Okay. You ready for this, Tamara?
As ever as I'm going
to
be.
Me too. Hey, I'd like to propose to your daughter, sir, and this enormous yacht has nothing to do with it. I'd like to propose to your daughter, sir, and this enormous yacht has nothing to do with it.
It's from a new movie that's out.
Is it?
I don't know.
What do you got? Do you
the find... boss or... No, not the boss.
Make a random guess on what I might be doing. Who I might be.
I don't know. Okay. A rapper?
Okay, I am not a rapper. Shaylee and Truda, any idea? I got nothing.
I think you're a stoner like Spicoli.
Surfer.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah.
Surfer. Right. I felt as I was doing it, I thought I sound a little Keanu Reevesy in there.
Yeah, that's true.
But whoa. Yeah, exactly. So okay, I was going for surfer.
It was Spicoli. Okay, yeah. That kind of fits, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're
stoner. I thought
we'll leave you there. We'll give you some ladies' '80s tickets, possibly Lumineers, if no one else gets them right. So you stay on hold there.
Okay. Tamara's still in that. Let's go to Jackie and Casey Moe. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you heard Tamara there. You heard Jen. Who's going next here on the show?
Shaylee, you ready for your accent?
All right.
Oh, man.
Let's hear it.
You'll have to guess Shaylee's accent, Jackie.
All right.
All right.
How long do y'all think these bunnies will survive in a microwave?
Oh, my God.
That seems easy to me, but I could be
right?
wrong.
I mean, I was going to say, like, redneck or, I don't know.
Does she need to be specific?
A little more specific.
Yeah.
Are you aiming for a certain...
Your brother, cousin? I don't know. No?
A little bit more general.
Is it a region? Are you looking for a state, a region?
Southern Texas.
I mean, I'll take that.
What's the official...
Southern gentleman.
Southern gentleman.
Mm. Oh, a gentleman. Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Gentleman.
All right.
Okay.
We'll leave you in the running, and we got to see what the next person does, because if they get it right, then you guys will be fighting for these Lumineers tickets.
All right, Michelle is on the road in Shawnee. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Okay, so you get me and my accent.
Oh, my.
Do not add extra words. You can only read what's on the card.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
We're fine today. This is good. Day three, I figured out how to play the accent game. All right, are you ready, Michelle?
I'm ready.
How are you doing this morning after those homeless guys
made
fun of your Crocs?
I'm going to go with intoxicated.
Yes! Drunk is the accent.
I don't know whether you should be proud or not that that's the only accent you can do.
The only one he does accurately.
Very good. Nice.
All right,
so that leaves us.
That leaves Jackie and Michelle in the running for the Lumineers tickets. We'll give Tamara some ladies' 80s night tickets.
Okay.
But we've got Jackie and Michelle picking
paper. It's a random drawing.
Michelle gets the Lumineers tickets.
All right,
good job, Michelle. There you go.
Sprint Center, Tuesday. You'll be there seeing the Lumineers. Jackie, Tamara, we will give you some ladies' 80s night tickets. You can see the Lady Gaga tribute, Madonna tribute there as well at Voodoo Lounge Saturday night.
All right, good job, Michelle.
Thank you.
You're good at deciphering drunk on a normal basis or what?
Well, I have to say the first one totally sounded like Surfer.
Surfer. I thought you said stripper. Yeah. I don't know why that's in my head.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.